Adult illiteracy in Arkansas is a real concern. According to a study done by the National Institute of Literacy, 20% of the adult population in the state of Arkansas is considered illiterate, which means 20% of Arkansans are not able to help their children with schoolwork, pay for their bills, or understand basic contracts. The inability to read and write correctly can make it difficult to function in a fast-paced society. In the fall of 2008, Joe Arnold came to the Literacy Council of Benton County. After working many labor-intensive jobs, Arnold knew that in order to be promoted to a higher position, he had to attain his GED.
I came to the Literacy Council, and Jennifer Vandiver tested me to see where I was at on my reading level. And my reading level was somewhere around between first and second grade. It wasn't very high.
Joe Arnold, now 54 years old, was struck by lightning when he was 10 months old. The year was 1958. Though Arnold survived the incident, it left him completely blind in his right eye and with a brain cyst the size of a baseball, and he developed a learning disability.
I went to the Pea Ridge schools. I guess I started in about 1962 or 3 and went till 1970. They did not know what to do for me, so they just kept passing me from class to class.
Once Arnold's test results came in, the Literacy Council found a tutor for him. All of the Literacy Council's tutors are volunteers from the community. Each tutor must complete a training session before they are paired up with a student. Arnold was matched up with now-retired former vice president of Walmart, Charles Ratliff. The executive director for the Literacy Council of Benton County, Vicki Ronald, says that the volunteers are there to teach and assist the students, but the students are their own motivators.
The students themselves set their goals. When they come in, they might say, I just need to learn enough to be able to pass the written driver's license exam. And we'll work on them with that. Of course, along the way, they start wanting to learn other things.
Use USE.
That's right. No hurry.
Ratliff became involved with the Literacy Council after attending a Rotary meeting where a student from the Literacy Council gave her testimony on learning to read. Ratliff attended a volunteer tutor meeting. He was soon certified. He and Arnold began to meet twice a week to work on improving Arnold's literacy level. Both Arnold and his tutor were aware of what he was capable of achieving.
At one point, I remember we put everything aside and we had a little more of a heart-to-heart talk on what we're trying to accomplish. And I said, Joe, why are we here? Because we're not making any progress. He said, I need to get a GED because I need another job. I had him tell me a little bit about what he did, and then I stopped him when he explained to me that he had passed a hazardous materials test because he showed me the book, and it was very, very complicated. I said, okay, how'd you do this? And he said, I had somebody read it to me. I memorized the answers. Mm-hmm. And I knew then he was a smart guy.
But I don't want to play the ball.
The Literacy Council, along with the Northwest Technical Institute, worked with Arnold's needs and put together learning materials in order to prepare him for his GED exam. Before Arnold would begin to study, he took a practice test to see where he would score before he would take the actual GED test. Without studying, Arnold scored high enough to take the entrance exam. After many hours of hard work with his tutor and much support from his family, Joe Arnold was finally ready to take his exam. In the spring of 2011, Arnold took the final portion of the exam, and on July 18th, Joe Arnold walked across the stage of Springdale High School to receive his diploma.
When I walked across the stage, it made it all worthwhile because I never did graduate high school. So when I walked across that stage, it was just the thrill of a victory, I guess you'd say, to know that I'd completed my GED, something that I'd worked so hard for, and to see my name in the program, I guess. I was the second one across the stage, and I'd had a broke leg at that time, and I was on crutches, but I wouldn't have missed it for anything in the world.
Arnold continues to go to the Literacy Council to improve his writing skills and is a proud advocate for the Literacy Council of Benton County. For Ozarks at Large, This is Zesna Garcia.